with you guys this morning and for the meeting. It's always a pleasure to address the our cotton partners all across the U.S. And it's our charge today basically is to give an update by region. So without further ado, we'll talk about the southeastern region. You have to remember that I spend most of my time in Alabama, not in Georgia or Virginia or South Carolina, Florida or the other states. So this will actually have an Alabama slant to it, I guess. But just to give you an idea of kind of what happened as far as the 2008 goes, and maybe a few thoughts for 2009. In the acreage that we had in the southeast, and I've got this lined in from left to right by state, which with the most acreage. These are grouped in 2005, 6, 7, and 8, and basically see from 2006, and we'll start on the left with Georgia and continue with North Carolina and Alabama and so on. But in 2006, a lot of our states peaked in acreage over the last few years. 2006, we were down. 2007, we were down, actually. And then 2008, we were down a little bit more. This was a trend that we saw across most of our southeastern states and across the country as well, with the exception in this case of Virginia. One of the things that that we're looking at for 2009, I think, to look a little bit forward here, is that there's a lot of indecision right now with our producers and with the folks that are advising them. One of the problems that we have is are all the input costs and basically what's going to happen in the 2009 season. There are a lot of decisions that have to be made in the next 2 months. We began planting corn in southwest Alabama in February, so some of those decisions certainly have already been made. But we're expecting, in our case, certainly in Alabama and I think some of the other states, a slight decrease in acreage. This year, in 08 in Alabama, we were, I think, finalized at 290,000 some odd acres of cotton. We're going to probably land between 200 and 250,000 acres of cotton for the new year. As far as the yield goes, you can see from 05, 06, 07, I've just got these in alphabetical order. We were going down in Alabama, especially on the left. We were under severe drought. A lot of the other states, like Georgia, that has more irrigation, the yields seem to be more stable. But if you look at each of these states, even though the acreage was down, you'll see that our yields were tremendous. 840 some odd pounds in a state average for Alabama is tremendous. That means that everybody made pretty good cotton last year. I think the part of what we're seeing too with these tremendous yields are maybe two things. One thing is that we're seeing a really nice late summer and fall where we really didn't think that some of our crop would make it late in the fall. And because of the full season variety that we plant, we saw that finish that crop out and have nice yields. The other thing I think is as acreage begins to go down, we saw this in soybeans in our state as well over the last 10 years. We start seeing a lot of what we might consider marginal acreage going away and really the prime acreage being planted then to cotton. So I think for some of us that decrease actually stabilizes our yields and makes our potential even better. As far as quality goes, the next few slides, Micronair in 2008, again you see that we're all, most of the state's doing well, Alabama a little bit higher. We did have some pockets of drought in the state this year. In fact, in central Alabama, there were some areas that it was the third year of some severe drought. But anyway, our Micronair turned out to look pretty nice. Our strength, again, we're still in the acceptable range, certainly, and with North Carolina and Virginia topping that out. If you look at staple, again, we are certainly in acceptable range, and with Florida and then South Carolina, rounding it out toward the top. So we think our quality worked out pretty well. Again, it's an overview, it's an average. So anytime you have an average, most likely there are people in North Carolina or South Carolina or even in Alabama that would say, well, you're not being completely accurate because you didn't see everything, and you'd be absolutely right. When we talk about averages, we're actually kind of skimming over the high points. As far as the significant events affecting our 2008 crop, I wanted to mention these. For us, in a lot of the areas I know that are dry land, primarily dry land, we had to go back to 2006 and 2007 to see what impact it had on our 2008 crop. This quote, the last 2 years have been absolutely disastrous, and I've lost so much money. I was looking for a way to minimize the amount of money I had at risk this year. I'm still paying money I borrowed from my crop 2 years ago. Well, that's spoken by somebody who suffered through 2 years of significant drought in central Alabama. So it's not just what happened in 2008 that affected the 2008 crop and affected the 2008 acreage. We have to go back a couple of years even in some areas to see what affected the decisions we made in 2008. Another thing that we saw, and our plant pathologists I'm sure could enlighten us a lot more about this, and Georgia had the same problem, I think, in other areas as well. We had a mid to late season leaf spot problem, some outbreaks, really a lot earlier in July than what we normally would expect. It would be something we would normally expect to see late in the season as the bolls begin to mature and we see the leaves begin to senesce. But we had a problem with some leaf spot outbreaks all across the southeast this year that would look a little bit harder to explain, I think. Some associated with some storms, some associated with some drought, but generally even in some irrigated fields we saw it. Late August, Tropical Storm Fay is one that has been mentioned in the press a good bit. The areas of Georgia I know were hit pretty hard. One of the things that we see when we have a disaster or a tropical storm, hurricane, that sort of thing that comes through, it's the marginal areas on the outsides of those storms often that benefit from that. And so the same was true, I think, for a lot of areas that had begun to suffer from water deprivation in their cotton, and this tropical storm brought in some relief. I want to get kind of past 2008, and we've heard a lot this morning about what we're looking at with the markets and the prices and input costs and that sort of thing for 2009. We have had an opportunity in our area to have some smaller meetings with producers, just almost informal, but not really. I mean, having an opportunity to sit down with small groups of farmers and talk about what's on their mind, and this is kind of where we're at for the 2009 season. First of all, if you look at the varieties that were planted as a group in 2008 across the southeast, Delta Pine 555, it's no secret that it captures most of our acreage, certainly from central Alabama, draw a line across and south. So what is going to be the replacement for that is a concern. In pockets in some states, we're still talking about, do conventional varieties still have a place? And that has to do with the input costs that are loaded up front. Is it possible to plant a cheap cotton crop? Wouldn't we like to have a good answer to that? The beauty of asking all these questions is they've told me I don't have time to give answers. So I'm just going to throw those out there and you can catch me afterwards. Is it possible to plant a cheap cotton crop? And that's becoming harder and harder to say. What are the best ways to preserve our technology? We heard a lot of information yesterday, more today I'm sure, about the effectiveness of the glyphosate tolerance and in our varieties and the flex that's coming on, and we're going to see a lot about that at this meeting. But how do we maintain, how do we preserve that technology? How do we preserve the value of that technology if the effectiveness begins to drop? How long will we maintain our infrastructure? If we see the next 2 or 3 years dropping in cotton acreage, how long do we keep the infrastructure with gins and other operations? I'd ask you this question. We've been asked this question a good bit. What options are you recommending for your producers? Do they go ahead and plant cotton? Are they in an area that is potentially high yielding and has a good profit potential? Or is it something that they need to consider other things? And honestly, I've been at Auburn for 15 years, and this is the most indecision, I think, at this point in the season that we've seen since I've been there. The last question is kind of a general shotgun approach. What's the future of cotton production in the southeast? Certainly, we see trends of acreage going up and down. This is a downtrend at this point, but I'm a believer that things cycle, and it's certainly not the end of cotton production in the southeast. Cotton's been around a long time in the southern states. But these are questions that the producers have for us, and I'm asking you those same questions. Be happy to visit with you. After this.